I'm David Delegator. Not long after I got out of college, I was joyously free, and with a few bucks in my pocket and a pack on my back, I headed for Paris. I carried two books with me, an anthology of modern Latin American fiction, and Patricia Wells' The Food Lover's Guide to Paris. Whatever I needed to know about eating in Paris was there, guiding me by metro stop to the crispest baguette, the richest hot chocolate, the finest cheese, bistro, tea salon, market, bakery, and more in each arrondissement. I was in hog heaven. Patricia Wells is a journalist, author, and teacher who runs cooking schools in Paris and Provence. She has won three James Beard Awards for the Provence cookbook Simply French and Patricia Wells at Home in Provence. A former New York Times reporter, she's the only foreigner and the only woman to serve as a restaurant critic for a major French publication, L'Express. For more than 25 years, she was the global restaurant critic for the International Herald Tribune. And now she's released a new cookbook, My Master Recipes, 165 recipes to inspire confidence in the kitchen with dozens of variations. This is not a French cookbook, but one with which any home cook would be comfortable. Based on the way Wells teaches students at her cooking schools, My Master Recipes is categorically organized by methods and techniques of cooking. Each section begins with a master recipe for a given technique and follows with a number of variations. There are 18 distinct chapters, most of which contain a number of subsections. For instance, the chapter entitled Roast has separate sections on roasting meat and poultry, vegetables and fruit. The chapter named Bake has sections and variations on almond bars, madeleines, sweet and rustic galettes, sweet and savory clafoutis, and golden baked frittatas. There are methods with which we are unfamiliar. However, some chapters challenge our thinking and inspire us to make an insipid everyday dish special. A chapter entitled Infuse opens with a master recipe for sep mushroom soup and follows with sections on compound butters, herb-infused oils, infused salts, cheeses, and sorbets. Fold discusses a variety of meringues and frozen desserts, like candied citrus and ginger nougat glacé, and lemon semifreddo with poached strawberries. No more cheese whiz and Eskimo pies for me. And there's a chapter entitled Extras, broken down into sections on stable stocks, pantry stables, sauces and condiments, Asian dipping sauces, mushroom powders, side dishes, other powders, extracts, and sugars. The techniques here are not a challenge to many of our skills. They are a challenge to our mentality, to the way we think about the role of flavor in cooking. They challenge us not to be afraid of attempting new methods that we may never have tried, because most contemporary cookbooks are all roast this, fry that, and boil this. When you read Patricia Wells' My Master Recipes, her explanations of technique and of the science behind the method are so clear, so simple, you know that even if you've never attempted to make your own brioche or merguez lamb sausage, deep-fried squid, or grilled scallops in their shells with capers, cornichon, mustard, and parsley, it's all a piece of cake. If you can't be in her class, Patricia Wells' new book, My Master Recipes, is the work of a perceptive chef with a magical palate and of a sensitive teacher at the height of her skills. Even if you can't be in Provence, read and practice this book. For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegator.